Game number two of two, the third of the series, the Dayton Flyers and the Fordham Rams were back at it at the Hoshi Field just half an hour after Dayton took down the Fordham Rams 5-1. The score, weirdly enough, in game one yesterday was 5-1 in favor of Fordham. Drew Casey back with you here on the Atlantic 10 Digital Network at WFUVsports.org. And we're literally right back into the game as we're set for first pitch. Rachel Gillen toes the rubber. Natalie Mariano swings at the first pitch and misses. Pitch outside. Gillen pitched yesterday's game number one for the Rams and paced them to victory, only allowing one run that came in the seventh. Mariano takes the 0-1 for a called strike. Count moves to 0-2. Mariano, a 355 hitter entering this ball game, making her 36th start in the Flyers' 36th game. Here's the 0-2 from Gillen, the strikeout pitcher, missed away. Mariano, the left-handed hitter for this Dayton side. Ahead 1-2, the pitch just outside, 2-2. Two and two to count. The hitter, Mariano, stands in, pitch, fouled away, out of play. Over the netting, third base side. We'll do the 2-2 again. Coming from Gillen, outside, 3-2. Mariano fighting up there. She's got a 418 on base percentage. She's walked 10 times this season. Leadoff hitter here in this one. The 2-2. Outside, ball four. Natalie Mariano works the leadoff walk in rubber game of this series. Both teams with 5-1 victories already. The Rams yesterday and the Flyers just about a half an hour ago. As this the second game of two in a doubleheader here at Bahoshi Field today. Catherine Hess stands in, stabs at the first pitch, bunts it foul. She's doing the catching in this one as she did in the first two of the series. Gabrielle Snyder's on deck. Tiffany Ricks will be after her. Here's the 0-1 coming to Hess, shows bunt, pulls it back, takes it for a ball. 1-1. So Natalie Mariano on first base. Here's the 1-1 pitch, bunted down, fielded by Mayer, firing to second, got her in time! Getting the lead runner, Lindsay Mayer at second base. Gabrielle Snyder steps to the plate, the lefty for the Dayton Flyers. Now the runner on first is Catherine Hess, the catcher. After the fielder's choice, an unsuccessful sacrifice bunt. First pitch misses way outside to the slapper. Ball in the right-handed batter's box. The 1-0 called. Strike one. 1-1, that's the second pitch. Gillen toes the rubber, 1-1, one out, one on. No score, top of the first. The pitch, swung on and missed, riding it over it, Snyder. Count moves to 1-2. One and two with one out. The pitch, swung on and missed, the slapper down on strikes. Two away, top of the first. Tiffany Rick steps to the plate now. 3:59 coming into this contest. Game number three of the series. First pitch from Gillen. Just missed outside. Might have been a little low. Looks like it had that outside corner. Tiffany Ricks earlier today. She was 2-for-3, two singles. Two runs scored. A walk. And she also flew out to right field. The 1-0 to her inside. Almost got a piece of her. But she's able to get out of the way. 2-0. Kaylee Buterson on deck, the third baseman. Two away, the 2-0, hit in the air, right field side, but out of play. Foul, hits in the Dayton bullpen. Outfield, shading Ricks slightly to the left, Turgeon. A little bit over towards the line. Canessa pretty much straight away in center, and Ioniro actually might be shading a little bit to the right, but pretty straight up in right field. The 2-1 to Ricks, outside, 3-1. Gillen trying to paint that outside corner. We saw her go out to that outside part of the plate yesterday. Here's a 3-1 over the heart of the plate for a called strike. 3-2 now, full count. Full count, two outs. The runner on first is Catherine Hess, likely going here. Should be after this ball is released from Gillen. Hit 3-2. Foul the way. Again, we'll do 3-2. Two outs. Runner on first. Gillen shaking off some signs. The payoff. Fisted over towards third. Mayer having trouble with it in the sun, but she's right under it. Just using her hand to block it. That'll do it for the top of the first inning. No runs, no hits, errors, and one runner left on base. After a half an inning of play, the Flyers 0, and the Fordham Rams coming to bat here at Behoshi Field. You're listening to Fordham Rams Softball. My recital, I think it's very vital. To rock around, that's right, on top of and rock a rhyme. I said it's not that easy. It's tricky to rock around, that's right, on time, it's tricky. How is it, Diddy? It's tricky, 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 tricky. It's tricky to rock around, that's right, on time, it's tricky. Tricky, tricky, tricky. In New York, the people talk and try to make us rhyme. They really haw, but we just walk because we have no time. And in the city, it's a pity because we just can't hide. Tinted windows don't mean nothing, they know who's inside. It's tricky to rock around, to rock around, that's right, on time, it's tricky. Hold the team. Tricky, 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 tricky. It's tricky to rock around, that's right, on time, it's tricky. Tricky, 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 huh.
Bottom of the first inning here at Behoshi Field, Sydney Canessa leads it off, the leadoff hitter for this Fordham Rams team this season. Kayla English back on the rubber for the Dayton Flyers. The first pitch of her game this afternoon is a ball inside as Canessa looks at it. Kayla English pitched the majority of game one yesterday. Looked pretty good, but then was taken out of the game. Got the loss. Here's the 1-0 to Canessa. Pop, foul, real high. Headed over towards the Loyola hole, out of play. English, 3 1/3 innings pitch, 2 hits, 3 runs, 3 earned runs, all courtesy of that 3-run home run from Cora Ioniro. Walked 2, struck out 3 yesterday. 1-1 from English, grounded towards short by Canessa, fielded over there by Haberstich, over to first to Tiffany Ricks in plenty of time. Sydney Canessa retired 6-3 to start this one for the Rams. And that brings Amy Van Hoven to the plate. Van Hoven in the first game, 3-for-4. My offensive player of the game for the Rams. In game number one, the lefty slapper stands in. First pitch he's from English on the day. He's just outside for a ball. Lindsay Mayer will be next for the Fordham Rams, playing third base. Kayla Lombardo cleaning things up in the four hole. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Taken for a called strike on the outside corner. Very similar spot, but that one appeared to have gotten the plate. Umpires for this one, John Cambridge shifts to the home plate umpire, Joseph Massaro at first.
Dave Matern over at third now. Here's the 1-1. Swung on, grounded towards second. On one hop, fielded by Haynes. Picked up nicely and over to first in plenty of time. To Tiffany Ricks, but a nice play there. Amy Van Hoven appears to be locked into the plate here today. Three hard hit balls, four now, three hits. Soft hit one that she ran into and touched in fair territory and was ruled out because of that in game number one. Brings Kayla Lombardo to the plate, or excuse me, Lindsay Mayer to the plate. Kayla Lombardo on deck. First pitch to Mayer is a called strike off speed pitch from Kayla English. Rams going with a little bit of a different lineup after Lombardo. Rachel Gillen hitting five in this one. Here's the 0-1. Mayer takes inside. Michelle Dahlman being dropped in lineup to number 8 in this one. The 1-1 to Mayer. Grounded third. Just foul, though, as it hit hard down the third base line. One, two. Coming from English to Mayer. Pitch. Outside. 2-2. Trying to hit that spot out there and get the hitter Mayer to chase that one. 2-2 with two outs. Mayer lines it foul right over the Fordham dugout. And over now rolls towards the Fordham pen. Defensive alignment for the Flyers. Natalie Mariano's in left. Jacqueline Quetter in center. Gabrielle Snyder's in right. The 2-2 to Mayer. Swung on. Hit right back towards the right center field. And in the gap. Rolls to the fence. Off the glove of the second baseman. Mayer around first. Heads to second. And she's got herself a double. Kennedy Haynes almost came up with it. Pretty sure it got a part of her glove. But that ball hit so hard that she wasn't even able to slow it down enough for the outfielders to cut it off. It rolled all the way to the wall. And Kennedy Haynes, from her facial expression, probably say with more certainty now that ball did hit her glove. That brings Kayla Lombardo to the plate, now with Mayer on second base with a double. First pitch, inside for a ball. Infields for the Flyers, Kaylee Butison is at third, Kayla Haberstich at short, Kennedy Haynes at second, Tiffany Ricks at first base. Here's the 1-0, called strike one, inside corner. Catherine Hess does the catching, and of course, Kayla English on the hill. Her line, 1.64 ERA, 11-5, making her 17th start, 19th appearance, 77 innings, 5 complete games. 37 hits she's allowed. The 1-1 swung on and missed, foul tipped, actually. English giving up less than a hit every 2 innings. 18 earned runs. She's walked 42, struck out 85. Hitters only hitting 139 off of her this season. She has hit 10 batters, though. Here's the 1-2 to Lombardo. Swung on and lined. Way foul, but getting a good part of the bat on that one was Lombardo, just a little too far ahead. Kayla Lombardo, Rachel Gillen, Cora Ionero, Paige Ortiz, Michelle Dobman, Brianna Turgeon. 4-9 for the Rams. The 1-2 to Lombardo. Hit in the air. Center field. Quetter going back now. In front of the warning track. Under it. Makes the catch. And center field, slightly towards left field, so we'll call it left center. Lombardo retired on the F8. One hit in the inning for the Rams, but no runs, no errors, and Lindsay Mayer left at second base after the two-out double. We head to the second inning. We're scoreless here at Fahoshi Field in the rubber game of a three-game series between the Dayton Flyers and the Fordham Rams.
Kaylee Buterson leads off the top half of the second inning. We've got ourselves a scoreless game at Bahoshi Field. Gillen on the rubber, the lefty deals, and she's got a called strike for the first pitch of the second. Gillen's line yesterday from the game number one victory, 7 innings pitched, 5 hits allowed, 1 run. That was earned in the final inning. The 0-1 to Buterson, lined over towards short, out of bounds now. Bradian picks it up, fields the first safe. A base hit. Bang, bang play there as a soft line drive. Bradian playing a little bit deep at short. Took one hop. She fielded and fired to first, but first base umpire Joseph Massaro says not quite in time, so a leadoff single for Kaylee Buterson. Back to Gillen's line. She walked two, struck out 5 to 108 pitches yesterday. First pitch to the hitter, DeSalvo bunted. Ortiz trouble fielding it into first. Not in time. So not sharp defense there. Ortiz, a little trouble fielding it. A rough throw, or a tough throw to Van Hoven, but by that point, DeSalvo had it beat. It's ruled a hit. And the Dayton Flyers. Runners on first and second now, and nobody out. Kayla Habersich now stepping in, the shortstop for the Flyers. Habersich showed bunt there and took the first pitch for a ball. Habersich standing from the right side, this time swinging away and fouling it straight back. Count moves to 1-1. Habersich in game number one, 2 singles. One of those 2 RBI singles. The 1-1 showing bunt taking. Going back now, 2-1 the count. To the hitter, Habersich, the shortstop. Dayton with first and second and nobody out here in this one at Bahoshi Field. They've already won game number one by a score of 5-1. The Rams won yesterday's game 5-1. The 2-1, fisted over towards the second base bag. Van Hoven going to have to play it. A bad short hop, and the ball's going to get away from her. And it's going to be a single as that ball hit the hard dirt here and bounced 90 degrees to the right. And Amy Van Hoven, not much she can do there as she's playing back, trying to possibly get a double play. She was also trying to get over to first base in case bunt was shown. That ball just bounced in front of her, and she couldn't get to it, and it took a 90-degree hop the wrong direction for her. The bases are loaded with Flyers. Kennedy Haynes, the batter, takes the first pitch outside for a ball. Rachel Gillen in a jam here. Power pitcher. Good time to try and get some strikeouts. She's got one already today. Buterson on third, DeSalvo on second, Habersich on first, Haynes the batter, the second baseman, the 8 hitter. The 1-0, fouled straight back into the netting, 1-1. Kennedy Haynes in the first game was just 0-1. She struck out in the second, was pinch hit 4 in the fourth with the bases loaded. And then a sacrifice bunt when she re-entered back in the sixth. Successful sacrifice. Here's the 1-1 to Haynes. Just upstairs, it missed, 2-1. Gillen doesn't seem to like that call. She'll take a couple of steps behind the rubber there, and now she'll toe the rubber again. Gets the sign. Now ready. 2-1. No outs. Base is jacked. Called. Strike 2. Outside corner. A nice pitch from Rachel Gillen there. Wouldn't want to fall behind 3-1 with the bases loaded to the 8 hitter. Jacqueline Quetter, the center fielder, and the 9 hitter. Slap-style hitter for the Flyers is on deck. Here's the 2-2 to Haynes. Hit in the air. Center field. Canessa coming on. Converging with the right center fielder. Tagging from third and headed for home. She's going to get there. Now a throw down to second. Lombardo. And it's caught by Van Hoven there. Now coming home for Dayton. Another run scoring for the Dayton Flyers. A lot happening on that play there. For the Dayton Flyers. Let's get through it there. There's a lot really going on. So Kennedy Haynes hits a fly ball to Sydney Canessa. A sacrifice fly. And it's caught by Sydney Kinesa. Kaylee Buterson scores on the sacrifice fly. DeSalvo advances to third. Haberstach then later goes to second base on the fielder's choice, and the throw comes home. Jacqueline Quetter will now come to the plate, but Hannah DeSalvo on the fielder's choice and third and to second by Lombardo also scores, giving two runs for the Rams. Head coach Bridget Orchard just comes out to the circle and makes a defensive substitution, and Kaylin Winokur will go in for Amy Van Hoven. Coach Orchard obviously not happy with the way that play turned out from Van Hoven and her defense there. Also something to note is, though, the third base umpire, Dave Matern, was completely in the way blocking that entire play. Almost got hit by the ball twice. He's got to get out of the way, too. First pitch to the batter, Quetter, with second runner on second. Jacqueline Quetter, the batter, the 0-1, one out here, two runs in for the Flyers. That pitch missed outside, 1-1. And not sure if it was Joseph Massaro or Dave Matern at that point who was in the way, as the umpires did rotate, but I'm pretty sure it was Dave Matern who was in the way twice there. The 1-1, down low, 2-1, so a bad break for Fordham. Aggressive base running by the Flyers. Van Hoven probably couldn't even see that the runner from third was going, to be brutally honest. But it's still two runs for the Flyers. That's all that matters. The 2-1 swung on and missed by Quetter. 2-2, one out. Two runs in for the Flyers on a bizarre sacrifice fly play that resulted in two runs and a fielder's choice in there. No errors. Quetter swings and misses. Strike three. Two away here in the top of the second. So now top of the lineup, Natalie Mariano.
Now back to the Flyers. Left fielder number two, Natalie Mariano.
Two hits yesterday. Walked in the first of this one. Swings at the first pitch and misses. Got a little bit of a piece of it, actually, as it went by. The catcher, Catherine Hess, is on deck. The runner on second is now Kayla Haberstich. Pitch to Hess. Misses outside. 1-1. Or rather, Mariano, I should say. One ball, one strike, two outs. 2-0. Dayton Flyers. The pitch from Gillen. Outside corner just missed outside. Gillen wanted that one. So Winokur now playing second base for the Rams. Check swing there by Mariano. Fouls it away. 2-2. See if maybe Amy Van Hoven will come back in at the plate later in this game. But that remains to be seen. Now she's defensive substitution in the middle of an inning. 2-2. Two outs. Outside. 3-2. Don't see that too often, and when you do, it's usually not a good sign, so don't expect to see Amy Van Hoven back in the lineup, even though she really is raking it at the plate today. Bridget Orchard probably trying to send a message there. Trying to up her team's play. The 3-2 missed outside. And that's going to be ball four for Natalie Mariano, and Rachel Gillen struggling here in this inning. And sometimes head coaches have to make tough moves to try and motivate their team here. Coach Orchard sees her team having lost the game one of this doubleheader and struggling in this one already. Trying to get some momentum, some motivation as the first pitch from Hess is swung on and missed. Kind of like a when you pull a goalie in hockey, even if they're not playing that bad, maybe it's more of the defense. Lighting up the goaltender, you change the goalie, pull the goalie in the middle of a game after four or five goals. Sometimes it lights a spark. Here's the 0-1, bunted right back to Gillen. Fields. Firing to first. Winokur not over there in time. It goes into right field and past Cora Ioniro coming around to score. One run is in. Two runs are in as the ball trickles to Allie Bradian. And Kaylin Winokur comes in as the defensive replacement and unable to get over there in time. And not looking good for the Rams here in the second inning. Four runs are in for the Dayton Flyers. So that'll go down as an error. So Catherine Hess over on second base now. No RBIs for her, even though two runs score on that play. 3-3 As Winokur not over there in time. A bit of a poor throw, but probably should have corralled that one. Gabrielle Snyder takes the first pitch for a called strike. Four runs are in this inning already for the Dayton Flyers. Kayla English has quite a lot to work with here. The 0-1 taken for a ball. Rachel Gillen not understanding that call, shaking her head as she now steps back onto the rubber. Ram bullpen quiet here. The 1-1 swung on, hit in the air, right field. Ioniro going back to her right, makes the catch, gets under it, and the side is now retired. But the Dayton Flyers score four runs in that inning on three hits, one error, and one left on base. Head to the bottom of the second. It's Fordham 4 and the Dayton Flyers. It's Dayton 4 and Fordham nothing. So a rough inning for Rachel Gillen on the hill, or on the mound, or no, not none of those. In the circle as she swings at the first pitch. Down 0-1. Softball, of course, flat. Where the pitcher stands, just the rubber. In the circle, as they term it. 0-1 to Gillen here, no outs. Off-speed pitch as English tried to place it now, 1-1. Gillen would like to get on base. I'm sure she'd love to hit a home run right here. Didn't look too happy after that second inning, and can't blame her after giving up four runs. Here's the 1-1 to her. Swung on, hit in the air, center field. Over to her right, and getting under the ball and catching it for the Dayton Flyers is Jacqueline Quetter. So make that one out. Here in the bottom half of the second inning. Cora Ioniro steps to the plate for the first time in this game, number two. If you're Fordham, you got to remember, you've got a lot of softball left in this game here. Bottom of the second inning, although you're down four. Got to try and recover somehow. Little by little, Ioniro takes the first pitch for a called strike. Playing right field in this one, as she so often does for this Fordham Rams team. Here's the 0-1 pitch, showing bunt and getting it down back to the pitcher. English running towards first. Ioniro and not going to get there in time as Kennedy Haynes covering first, but caught a spike from Cora Ioniro. Got her foot on the bag there. A little too much, and there's two away. Big fan of the walk-up song from Paige Ortiz there, if you could hear it through the microphone. Here's Paige Ortiz as she takes the first pitch inside for a ball. Ortiz, two outs, the count 1-0, stands in the pitch, grounded foul. Just behind Bridget Orchard, standing in the third base coach's box. Ortiz, the first baseman for this Fordham side. Count even at one, nobody on, two outs. Her team already down 4-0. Pitch down low, and it gets by the catcher, Hess.
all the way to the backstop, but no harm done as it's now 2-1. And no runners on base. Paige Ortiz had a double in game number one in the second inning in the right field corner. And then two ground outs to the shortstop, Haberstich. The 2-1, two are now. Swung on, hit in the air, left field, going back, Mariano, and it's off the top of the wall, off one of the 8-10 championship banners. Ortiz, a big turnaround first, but has to stay there. That's a long single, but a great play by Mariano to keep the not-so-fleet-of-foot Paige Ortiz at first, but still a hard-hit single right off the 2011 8-10 conference championship banner. Just a single. Michelle Dobbin now in the 8-hole, the designated player hitting. Stands in. Swings at the first pitch. Hits it in the air. Center fielder Quetter coming on. Second baseman Haynes going back. Quetter dives off of her glove and it's going to fall. Dobbin trying to advance to second. Advancing to third is Ortiz and staying there. Diving play and looks like the second baseman's ball Haynes there, but Quetter called her off. Dove. It won't give her an error. It'll be a double. And the Rams a chance to get right back in it here. And Brianna Turgeon, a golden opportunity, and the catcher, Catherine Hess, signaling to her infield and to her pitcher. Let's talk this over. Let's calm down. Let's try and get out of this inning. Still up 4-0. As those six players will gather in the circle just for a brief conversation. So a double for Michelle Dobbin. Not a traditional double. You would think Ortiz's hit from the previous at-bat would have been a traditional double, but she only gets a single. The Rams will take it. Second and third. Two outs, and Brianna Turgeon to the plate. Trying to cut this lead in half. They trail 4-0, the Rams, to the Flyers in the bottom of the second. The pitch to Turgeon swung on, hit in the air, high, headed towards the screen in foul territory, and it's going to get just out of play into the stands here.
Game number two.
Just barely reached the stands here and got out of play, so Turgeon will definitely be happy with that. Another hack at it, at least one. At least two, I should say. If he doesn't put this one in play, the next swing she takes. Here's the 0-1. Swung on, hit in the air, popped high again, over towards the Fordham dugout. This one's going to get out of play. Or actually, the ball never did get out of play. It landed in fair territory, or in the field of play, but not caught by Dayton. They thought it was out of play. Maybe the wind.
Game number two.
Hit something up top,
but
I'm pretty sure that just stayed
in
all
the
way.
Series, the Dayton Flyers.
So bizarre
and
there is everyone ran for cover in the stands.
Just half an hour.
All landed in fair territory. So Turgeon.
Took down the
behind
0-2
now.
Five,
two out, second, third.
Four.
Pitch. Really down low in the dirt. Blocked nicely
What's
by Hess. Bizarre there. We saw that yesterday with the Dayton Flyers. Two balls that fell in foul territory in the field of play that weren't caught, giving Ram hitters another life. Turgeon was one of them, actually. She got another life here. The 1-2 swung on, and that one way foul over towards Loyola Hole. Actually, might hit Loyola Hole. As I'm blocked out here, as that ball almost hit backwards. Loyola Hall, that is. Not the hull of a boat, but, you know, once in a while. Doing it solo here. The 1-2 to Turgeon. Hit in the air, deep left field, or high, I should say, and that one's going to get out of play. And hit the third base stand, so Brianna Turgeon really going after the softball supply in this at-bat. Four consecutive foul balls. Wind picking up here at the Hoshi Field. The count 1-2, second and third. The pitch to Turgeon. Missed just outside. A good spot from Kayla English. Good take by Brianna Turgeon. Just missed. 2-2, two outs, runners on second and third. The pitch to Turgeon. Swung on and missed. Got her with the high heat. A big strikeout for Kayla English and the Dayton Flyers. The Rams leave two on base. No runs, two hits, no errors. The runners on second and third cannot come around to score. Through two innings of play, it's the Fordham Rams trailing the Dayton Flyers 4-0. You're listening to Fordham Rams Softball on WFUVSports.org. Atlantic 10, Digital Network.
Arda, also won in, out in Arizona. So they've been able to get those games in LaSalle. Like you said, Chris, 4-6. Fordham, even at 13-13. We're ready for an early first pitch here, 5 minutes before the scheduled 1 p.m. start. The first pitch from the lefty, Rachel Gillen, is a called strike. Michelle Haggerty will lead things off for the LaSalle Explorers. The short.
Top of the third inning, Dayton 4, Fordham nothing. Amy Van Hoven back into the game at second base. Taken out in the middle of the last inning for a defensive lapse. And then Kaylin Whitaker comes in off the bench. Didn't get much time on the field, much of a pinch runner. First pitch to Gillen, hit in the air, deep to left towards the scoreboard, and it's off the scoreboard for a home run. Yeah. Tiffany Ricks, a home run for the Dayton Flyers. They get 5-0. So Kaylin Whitaker, they made her mental lapse and blew her chance to get into the game. Van Hoven back in at second as the first pitch to Buterson, taken for a ball, 1-0. And Flyers now leading 5-0 in this one over the Fordham Rams. Rachel Gillen struggling. Here's the 1-0. Outside corner, it missed. No action in the Fordham bullpen, so this looks like it'll be Rachel Gillen's ball game. As Manda Cash is in the Dayton bullpen, just getting some work in, it looks like. The 1-1 from Gillen. Popped in the air, shortstop. Bradian coming on, makes the catch. One away here in the top of the third. As the Fordham Rams. And this facility, not very energetic at the moment. Fordham trailing 5-0 to the Dayton Flyers in the top of the third inning. DeSalvo swings at the first pitch, pops over towards first. Ortiz to her right makes the easy catch. So there's two away quickly. Maybe Rachel Gillen, if she can get this hitter, Kayla Haberstich, retired. There'll be three straight batters. Head to the dugout and get a little in a groove and hand to the offense. Haberstich swings the first pitch, fouls it away. Bardo catches it off the netting. Haberstich, shortstop, first baseman, shortstop singled in the second and scored. The 0-1 tour called strike two. Haberstich ended up scoring smartly as the second run on a sacrifice fly. And fielder's choice is in the mix there. The 0-2 fouled straight back right off the top of the protective netting. Look to the next inning for the Rams. And at the top of the lineup, Sydney Canessa, Van Hoven back into the game, and Mayer. The 0-2 coming upstairs too high. And by putting Kaylin Whitaker in the game at second base, you lose her as a pinch runner now. She's been taken out and replaced back by Amy Van Hoven. Something to note if this game gets closer. The 1-2 hit in the air high, but not too far. Foul ground, third base side. Bradian diving, can't make the catch. Mayer over in the area too, tried to get out of Bradian's way, but both were trying to go for the ball and tough play. Just a little bit too far out of their reach. Counts 1-2, two outs. Top of the third inning, 5-0. Rams trailing, and Rachel Gillen strikes out Kayla Haberstich. That'll do it for the top of the third inning. But the Flyers get one run on one hit. The leadoff home run from Tiffany Ricks. The left center off the scoreboard. No errors and nobody left for the Dayton Flyers. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Dayton 5 and Fordham nothing. You're listening to Fordham Rams softball. I'd like to relate the song in between innings to the game if possible. That one last Friday night from Katy Perry. And that's Friday night. That's last night. The Dayton Flyers must have did something right because they lost yesterday to the Rams 5-1. They've already got a 5-1 win today, and they're up 5-0 in the final game of this series. As Sidney Canessa leads it off and takes the first pitch for a called strike. Canessa grounded a short back in the first of this game, and in the first game today, Sidney Canessa was 1-for-3. And she also had a walk. The 0-1 to her, popped in the air over towards shortstop. Haberstich to her left, struggling with the wind, and catches it all the way in front of second base as the second baseman Haynes is right there. Wind really playing some tricks on the fielders, but Dayton really hasn't shown any issues with that. Canessa retired. Amy Van Hoven back to the plate for the Rams. She was taken out for a defensive replacement in the middle of the second inning after a mental lapse allowed another Dayton run to score. First pitch to her here in third. Slapper takes it for a called strike. Camden Winokur came in for her on defense, and then she had a mental lapse of her own and not getting over to first and cover in quite sufficient time. The 0-1 to Van Hoven. Outside, now 1-1, and that Winokur lapse allowed two more runs to score. So three runs off of mental mistakes from the Rams' second baseman, I guess you could say. The 1-1 popped up by Van Hoven down the left field line. Foul ground coming over is Mariana, but can't get there. Ball takes one bounce off the side fence, and she'll toss it back in now. One away, bottom of the third inning. Count 1-2. Rams trailing the Flyers 5-0 in this one. A rubber game of a three-game set between two of the teams at the top of the A-10. Here's the 1-2 outside. 2-2, or two teams expected to be at the top of the A-10. Dayton currently now at 8-2. Fordham currently at 4-3 after game one loss. 2-2 pitch to Van Hoven, swung on and missed. Strike three. Lindsay Mayer now steps to the plate. She doubled back in the first inning, but then Kayla Lombardo came to the plate and flew out to center to end the first, so she couldn't come around to score. Big gap in right center field for Lindsay Mayer. That's where she went the first time. Two outs, here's the pitch, swung on, check swing, into the netting foul. Lindsay Mayer in game number one was 0-for-4, left two runners on base, struck out once. One defensive play for her in the first game, assisting a 5-3. Swings at the 1-0, pops it in the air, shortstop coming in, Haberstich, and she'll make the play. And that'll do it, a 1-2-3 inning here in the bottom of the third. Runs away some errors, nobody left, we head to the fourth. Fordham still trailing the Dayton Flyers 5-0 here at Bahoshi Field. Top of the fourth inning, the Rams need a zero on defense here. They trail 5-0 to the Dayton Flyers. Kennedy Haynes leads it off, the eight hitter. Sack fly back in the second, one RBI. First pitch to Haynes, upstairs, 1-0. The ball floated across the plate nicely, but not good enough for a strike. On that Haynes sack fly, that sack fly brought in Hannah DeSalvo. Kayla Haberstich was on second. She advanced to third on the fielder's choice on the throw home as the 1-0 just missed down low. 2-0. Not sure where that one missed. Must have been a little too low. And again, back to the Haynes sack fly. Haberstich advanced to second on the throw home. Then the runner from first tries to get to second. And then she goes home for the second run on that sack fly as Gillen misses again. 2-0 down low. Count moves to 3-0. The 3-0 pitch called strike one. Right down the middle, the batter Haynes thought it might have been a little high. Took about a half step towards first. Dayton up 5-0 over the Fordham Rams. Here's a 3-1. Missed outside, ball four. Jacqueline Quetter, the number 9 hitter, struck out back in the second inning. She's now to the plate for Dayton. Shows bunt, gets it down. Mayer to her left. Fields looks to second now. Throws to first off the glove of Ortiz and sputters into right field. Ioniro Fields fires to third, not in time. Runner on first, just does not advance. Takes a couple steps off the bag, though. As it looked like Mayer might have had Gillen partially in the way there of throwing the ball down to first. And then Ortiz just couldn't come up with the softball again. Maybe she was partially blocked out by Gillen as they both kind of went for it. The ball took a weird hop left. And that'll go down as an error. Natalie Mariano to the plate, swings at the first pitch, tips it foul into the back of the netting. Runners on first and third now. For the Flyers, already up 5-0 here. Natalie Mariano from the left side takes outside 1-1. If you're the Rams, you got to start realizing that an 8-run mercy rule here. You're down 5-0. Runners on the corners in the top of the fourth. Didn't think that would come up with your ace, Rachel Gillen, on the hill as the 1-1 missed outside. 2-1. But it's a real concern. That is not the way you want to head into Easter holiday, that being tomorrow. The 2-1 showing bunt, popping it up. Mariano over towards third and going foul. Has a bit of a safety squeeze maybe on there with runners on the corners and no outs. Fordham has shown that they have struggled fielding that bunt here today and those slow rollers. Defense has struggled in this game. So has Gillen. Here's the 2-2. Swung on and fouled away into the netting. Third base side. The 2-2. Upstairs, 3-2. Mariano in game one today was 0-3, but did walk. Two walks in this one so far, so no official at bats. The 3-2 swung on and missed. Strike three. Mariano goes down swinging. A big strikeout for Rachel Gillen. Might not seem so as it's 5-0, but got to try and keep any more runs off the board in this one. The Rams still with four more appearances at the plate, so probably at least two times through the lineup offensively. Catherine Hess takes the first pitch for a ball down low and away. ...61 pitches now for Rachel Gillen already in this one. Here's the 1-0. Hess swings, pops it up, foul, straight back, out of play. Bounces over near the McGinley Center facing. Slightly to my right up here in the press box. At Bohoshi Field. Here's the 1-1 from Gillen. Called strike two. Nice pitch there. It looked like it danced over the plate there. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Upstairs, too high. Now 2-2. Gillen looking for some strikeouts here. They'd be huge. The 2-2 pitch hit in the air, high, but headed foul towards the left side and will just get out of play by a couple of feet. Lindsay Mayer over near the fence there trying to see if she could get a glove on it. Fordham baseball update for you over at Houlihan Park. Top of the sixth, George Mason up 6-5 over the Rams. George Mason was up 6-0 in that game. The 2-2, grounded, foul, hit hard, but down the third baseline. And well, foul. George Mason up 6-0 on 6-1. Four runs in the bottom of the fifth for the Rams to make it 6-5 over on the baseball diamond. Not a clean game. Five errors between the two sides already. Only in the sixth inning. 2-2, swung on and missed. Strike three. Rachel Gillen, another big strikeout. Keep the Rams in this one. Now Gabrielle Snyder to the plate. You get Gabrielle Snyder out, maybe you get some momentum. First and third, nobody outs. No runs crossed the plate. No further damage done. But you still got to get Snyder, who's 0 for 2 in this one. The lefty takes the first pitch, going for second and taking it without a throw. Probably go down as defensive indifference there to get her down to second. He'll give her the stolen base there as throw came up from Lombardo. Count now 1-1 on the called strike there. Saw the first and third play do damage to the Rams defensively last time as the 1-1 hit in the air. Foul. Mayer coming on slides but can't make catch. Snyder, the right fielder, behind 1-2. The pitch from Gillen. Check swing fouled away, out of play, third base side. The 1-2 with two outs. Here's the pitch. Outside, 2-2. Runners now on second and third for Dayton. Quetter Steele second, she's there still. And Kennedy Haynes on third, advanced to third after walking on an error by the Rams on a bunt. Here's the 2-2, fouled off into the protective netting and actually deflects into the stands here briefly. Two-two with two outs, runners on second and third. The pitch from Gillen. Grounded softly towards Brady and Fields. Fires the first. No, they're going to say she was safe over at first base. And not sure if that's the right call there. Joseph Massaro looks like she was out at first base, but they're going to say otherwise. And head coach Bridget Orchard is going to disagree and come over and call timeout and go right to the umpire at first base and say that she beat the throw. And I would agree with Bridget Orchard in this case. And she's going to ask Paige Ortiz if what she thought. And they're saying, I believe, from that reaction that maybe Paige Ortiz was maybe off the base. But a break for Dayton. And they're now up 6-0. So Tiffany Ricks, who hit a home run in her last at-bat, comes to the plate, first and third, two outs. The pitch to her, called strike one.
Now batting for the Flyers, first baseman, number 11, Tiffany Ricks.
Tiffany Ricks. Looking maybe for a second RBI in this one. Swings at the 0-1. Like a three-quarter swing. Stopped her swing as she realized not a good pitch to swing at. It was close to hitting the dirt there from Gillen. Gillen ahead 0-2. Looking for a strikeout here. Looking for an out, at least, to get the Rams the bats and try and get some runs. The 0-2 popped in the air over towards first. Ortiz in foul ground, battles the sun, makes the catch. And the side is retired. But again, the Dayton Flyers score. They get one run on one hit, one error, and one left on base. Actually, two left on base in that inning for the Flyers. We'll head on to the bottom of the fourth inning where the Dayton Flyers in control of this one so far. They lead Fordham 6-0.
Kayla Lombardo
leads off the bottom of the fourth inning. The Rams need some runs and in a hurry. 6-0. They trail the Dayton Flyers. Lombardo, the cleanup hitter, stands in, swings at the first pitch, fouls it down the third baseline. Bridget Orchard steps out of the way of that one. Lombardo flies to center in the first inning of this game. And in the first game, she was 1-for-2 with an RBI double. He's also hit by a pitch. The 0-1 swung on and missed on the high heater. Down 0-2 now. Rams just need base runners at this point to try and claw back into this one. Here's the 0-2 to Lombardo. Upstairs. And unable to handle it was Hess there, but she'll toss it back in. 0-2 becomes 1-2. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Outside for a ball. 2-2. The rubber game of a three-game series here at Bohoshi Field as the wind picks up and we have a bit of a sandstorm here. And it'll now subside as everyone stepped out of the way. So now we're set. Here's the 2-2. Lombardo swings and fouls it towards the Fordham dugout. Tossed back into the pitcher, English. English really pitching well in this one. Three innings pitched up to this point. Three hits. Two strikeouts and nearing 50 pitches. Here's a 2-2. Swung on, grounded towards third. Picked up nicely by the third baseman and over to first in time. Pretty play by Kaylee Budison. Oh my, took a hit away from Kayla Lombardo. Maybe an extra base hit. That ball ripped at the third baseman.
Pitcher, number 27, Rachel Gillen.
Dane's going to play defense like that. It's going to be even more difficult for the Rams to get back in this one as they trail by 6 runs. Rachel Gillen, the pitcher. Lefty pitcher. Hits from the left side as well. Swings at the first pitch. Pops it over towards shortstop. Battling the wind, Haberstash. And it's going to fall in front of her. And we'll call that one a wind single. The wind really blowing in all sorts of directions. We just saw before a little bit of dirt kicking up. Some of these winds gusting to 40 miles per hour. That one, you could tell from the get-go that it was going to be difficult for Haberstash. A break for the Rams, so a nice play by the Dayton defense, and then a break for the Rams on courtesy of Mother Nature. Cora Ioniro to the plate, swings the first pitch, pops it up right center field. Nobody over there, though. Wind, and it's off the warning track over the fence for a ground rule double. There's a gap there, the wind blowing all around. And that one bounced over the fence for a ground rule double. And if you're the Fordham Rams at this point, you might just want to put the ball in the air and see what happens. National Weather Service saying wind gusts between 25 miles per hour and 38 miles per hour out of the northwest as of 15 minutes ago here in the Bronx. Now the Rams have runners on the corners and one out. Well, excuse me, runners on second and third off the ground rule double. Ortiz will step to the plate with Dahlman behind her. If the Rams are going to come back in this one, they need to score both of these 2 runs. Dayton chatting things up in the circle right now, infielders. And the battery has the catcher and English the pitcher. Try and settle things down here as the defensive alignment really throughout the day for the Flyers has left a pretty big hole in right center field. That time, Ioniro took it that way and the wind helped her cause to get it a little further out in the outfield. And then the ball bounced over the fence for the ground rule double. Sort of a blessing, too, in that case because Gillen could really only advanced about halfway to second before that ball hit to the turf, so it would have been difficult for the second and third situation to result if that ball stayed in the yard. Now Ortiz to the plate, second and third, one out. The first baseman is 1-for-1. Takes the first pitch for a called strike on the inside part of the plate. Here's the 0-1, popped in the air but foul right over us, so the count moves to 0-2. Ortiz, 5 RBIs on the season, looking for 6 and 7. Who knows, maybe even 8. She does have 2 home runs. Rio, 6 on-base percentage with her .246 average. Here's the 0-2. In the dirt, low. English tried to hit Ortiz to chase, but that ball rolled to the plate after it bounced about 7, 8 feet in front of the plate. One, two, one out. Runners on second and third. Ortiz swings, lines into left field, and coming on and making the catch, Butison, and going to have to stay there at third is Rachel Gillen. Ortiz hit it hard, but right at the charging Mariano. And Gillen really would have been dead to rights at the plate, most likely. So a line out to the left fielder for Ortiz, and Michelle Dobman doubled in her last at-bat in the second inning. Dropped to the 8-hole in the offensive lineup in this game, so we'll see if she can deliver. First pitch takes it just high, 1-0. As I said, the Rams probably need these two runs to get back in this one. Bottom of the fourth, they're down 6-0. Dobman stands in the pitch. Missed inside, 2-0 is the wind really picking up. That scoreboard out in left center field, better watch out. The Fordham sign on the very top. Hanging on, not by much. But I'm sure it's nailed down the top portion. At least I hope it is. That thing starts flying around. I'm the first one out of here. I don't think it'll come 200 yards or 200 feet through the netting, but you never know. Michelle Dahman, 2-0. The pitch, second and third. The runners hit in the air, but foul. High and foul into the Fordham bullpen. Here's the 2-1 to Dobman inside for a ball, 3-1. Special weather statement for the Bronx issued by the National Weather Service about an hour ago in regards to the winds. Winds occasionally gusting, they say, to 50 miles per hour. Here's the 3-1. Dobman puts it in the air, center field. Remember, it's windy. It's some trouble out there. Quetta over to her left, and she's going to make the basket catch. Battling the wind, and Michelle Dobman is retired. The Rams can't get a run. They leave two on. They get two hits. No errors for Dayton. We head to the fifth inning. Dayton still in big-time control of this one. They lead the Rams 6-0.
Give me a second. I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me just across the bar. My teeth been taken by some sunglasses, asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight. We are young, so let's set the world on fire. We can burn brighter than the sun. Tonight, we are young, so let's set the world on fire. We can burn brighter than the sun.
Top of inning number 5 here at Bohoshi Field, the second game of 2 today. The Rams fell in the first one to the Dayton Flyers 5-1, and they're not in good shape here. Flyers up on them 6-0. Rachel Gillen struggling on the mound, the lefty. Or in the circle, I should say. First pitch here in the sixth to Butison. It is a called strike. That's the fifth inning, rather. Butison, the third baseman. The 0-1 pitch
Misses upstairs, 1-1. Buterson singled and scored in the second. Popped to the shortstop back in the third. Now she's got her third at-bat in this one.
Here's the 1-1.
Outside corner just missed. Rachel Gillen doesn't seem to agree with that call from the home plate umpire, John Cambridge. Here's the 2-1 pitch now. Hit in the air, right center field. Ioniro going back, battles the wind, makes the catch. With her glove right next to her left shoulder. So, Buterson is retired here.
Now batting for the Flyers, the designated player, number 17, Anna DeSalvo.
DeSalvo, the batter now for the Flyers. Shows bunt, takes it back, takes the pitch for ball. 1-0. Appealing over at first and not really paying attention was Joseph Massaro. It took a while for him to signal that she didn't swing as 1-0 pitch swung on and missed by DeSalvo. And you wonder why he might not have gotten out of the way earlier. He wasn't really paying attention, but we'll leave it at that. DeSalvo shows bunt, pulls back, swings, and misses. That's just DeSalvo's style. Start with the bunt out, the bat outstretched, showing bunt. Sometimes she will. Likely won't, though. Here's the 1-2 with one out coming from Gillen. Popped in the air straight up. Gillen coming on, and she'll make the catch. Basket style, a couple of feet in front of the plate. Make that two away here in the top of the fifth.
Kayla
Haberstich to the plate now. Singled back in the second and scored. Struck out in the third. Trying to get a 1-2-3 inning here as Gillen has the first pitch fouled straight back. Gillen would love that here. It would be her first 1-2-3 inning and maybe a jump start for the Rams and probably going to need it next inning. Six runs over three innings sounds a little more manageable than six runs over two innings as the pitch to Haberstich missed. Count now 1-1 after she fouled off the first one. Here's the 1-1. Missed outside. 2-1. Haberstich up with two outs. Her team up 6-0. Here in the top of the fifth, swings, grounds, foul down the third baseline. Hit it hard, but just a little bit foul. Could have been extra bases if it got by Mayer in fair territory. The count 2-2, two outs, top of the fifth inning. Again, Dayton leading 6-0. Haberstich stands in, takes the pitch high. Count moves full 3-2 with two outs. Gillen with five strikeouts in the game thus far. She's now thrown over 100 pitches. Here's the 3-2. Grounded back with the middle off the glove of Gillen. Deflects off of the glove and no play for Mayer. Gillen not too happy with herself. She knew right away once she didn't get that cleanly and having deflected it by so much that that was going to be a base hit.
Now waiting for the Flyers, second baseman, number 9, Kennedy Haynes.
Kennedy Haynes, the second baseman. The 8-hole for the Dayton Flyers to the plate. Haberstich on first. First pitch just missed inside. Not too sure where it missed. Gillen, again, doesn't seem too happy with that call. Haynes, a sack fly back in the second. One RBI, although two runs did come around to score on that sack fly. The 1-0 swung on and missed. Couple of fielder's choices in the mix as Kayla Lombardo threw down to second after the throw home to allow the first run on the sack fly to score, and then second run following up was able to score as well. Here's the 1-1 to Haynes. Missed outside 2-1. Pickoff attempt at first, but back safely is Haberstich at first. Lombardo throwing that one down behind the runner. Ortiz ready and applied the tag, but Haberstich was back in time. Killen ready in the circle. Here's the 2-1 with two outs. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Haynes took a big cut at that one. That just swung right over what looked like an off-speed pitch from Rachel Gillen. Haynes also walked in the fourth inning and came around to score after an error got her to third. Here's the 2-2, grounded softly down the third baseline, but foul. We'll do 2-2 again. Two's on the scoreboard. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch popped in the air. First base side in foul ground, headed towards out of play, and it will get out of play. Over near the tarp, which is outside of the playing area here at Bahoshi Field. Do 2-2 for the third time now. Here it comes. Swung on and miss. Retired. Kennedy Haynes. That's three, and that'll do it. Here in the top of inning number five. No runs. One hit, no errors, and one left on base. We head to the bottom of the fifth with the Dayton Flyers up on the Fordham Rams 6-0. You're listening to Fordham Rams Softball on WFUVSports.org and the Atlantic 10 Digital Network. Bottom of inning number five, Brianna Turgeon leads it off versus Kayla English, swings at the first pitch and fouls it away sky high, but way out of play, left field side. Out over the Fordham bullpen, actually, and towards the road here at Fordham University in the Bronx. Rams down 6-0 to the Dayton Flyers. They're in the bottom of the fifth. Here's the 0-1 to Turgeon, fouls it straight back. 0-2. Got a good part of the bat on that one, but just missed it. Fouling it straight back into the protective netting. Kayla English still in the circle for the Flyers. Four innings thus far. She's given up five hits. She's only struck out two, but she's been very efficient. Now having only thrown 63 pitches, retiring 16 batters. Here's the 0-2 to Turgeon. Outside corner called. Strike three. Turgeon goes down looking. And there's one away here in the bottom of the fifth. Top of the lineup for the Fordham Rams now, Sydney Canessa steps in. She's 0-for-2 in this one. Grabbed the short in the first, popped to short in the third. Nobody on and one out. Team needs base runners, down 6-0. Swinging to the first pitch, hit high in the air to left field, going back. Left fielder for Dayton, under it, trouble with it on the warning track, but makes the catch. Natalie Mariano, just about three steps in front of the wall on the warning track. Took a circuitous route in left field. But no pitchers on the scorecard. They'll just go down as an F7. So two away quickly here in the bottom of inning number five at Bahoshi Field, and the Flyers up on the Rams 6-0. Amy Van Hoven, the second baseman, slap hitter for the Rams to the plate now. 0-for-2 in this one. Takes the first pitch for a called strike on the outside corner.
She had a very productive first game at the plate. This is the second game of the doubleheader. The Rams lost the first one 5-1. She was 3-for-4 in the first game. All singles. Now, like I said in this one, though, 0-for-2. The ground out and a strikeout. Here's the 0-1. Hit right back up the middle. Center fielder Quetter coming on right at her. She catches the line drive in the center of the block F here at Bohoshi Field. A quick 1-2-3 inning here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Through five innings, it's the Fordham Rams trailing the Dayton Flyers 6-0. You're listening to Fordham Rams Softball on WFUVSports.org and the Atlantic 10 Digital Network. A reminder that the Fordham softball team is next in action again on Tuesday when they host the Siena Saints for a doubleheader starting at 4 p.m. The pregame report can be heard on WFUVSports.org starting at 3:50 in the afternoon. The baseball team is back at it next Wednesday when they host Rutgers University at 6 p.m. over at Houlihan Park. The pregame report can be heard on WFUVSports.org starting at 5:50. The Fordham baseball team has actually taken a lead over the George Mason Patriots. They trailed 6-0. Now they're up 7-6. That game currently in progress. Top of inning number 7 over at Houlihan Park. Fordham Rams baseball and softball right here on WFUV.org.
Lead off top of 6 Flyers is center fielder number 14.
Top of the 6th inning now here at Bohoshi Field. Flyers 6, Rams 0. Jacqueline Quetter leads it off. Swings at the first pitch and misses. The outside pitch by Rachel Gillum, the lefty, and the semi-slap hitter for the Flyers missed it. Say semi-slap hitter. She only takes one step with each foot as opposed to a couple of steps. The 0-1 swung on, hit towards left center field. Canessa coming on. It's going to get down, and Turgeon's going to pick it up and just flip it into the shortstop, Bradian. That ball slicing away from Canessa and heading towards Turgeon, but just split the outfielders and over the head of Bradian, the shortstop. So the leadoff hitter, the 9-hitter, gets a single. Her first hit of this game. She's on first. That's Jacqueline Quetter. And Natalie Mariano, the leadoff hitter. 0-for-1 in this one. Two walks and a strikeout. The pitch from Gillen shows bunt. Gets it down. Right down the first baseline. Beautifully on the line. Ortiz the first in time. Pretty play. Great bunt by Mariano. Great play by Ortiz. It's literally that ball right on the foul line. Ortiz had to finesse that ball over to first as Mariano running and no angle for her to throw. But they get the out. The Rams do. And a big one at that. He's trying to stay in this ball game. Remember, 8 runs after a complete inning here would end this one. Gillen's first pitch to the batter Hess is a called strike. Eight runs after the opposite team, the losing team, gets an at-bat and still is down 8. Ends the ball game after 5 innings of play in collegiate softball. Here's the 0-1 to Hess. Upstairs, too high, 1-1. So in this case, it would have to be 2 runs in this inning for the Flyers, and then no runs for the Rams in the bottom of the 6th. That would end at 8-0, or if more runs were scored by Dayton, of course, a higher margin. The 1-1 shows bunt over towards first. Ortiz touches it in fair territory, again fires the first, and again in time. A nice play by Paige Ortiz. As Ortiz, 2 great plays, 2 consecutive sacrifice bunts for Dayton, both on the foul lines. And able to get the ball down to first to the second baseman, Van Hoven, was Ortiz both times. So showing off the range and showing off the finesse throws to first base as Gabrielle Snyder takes the first pitch for a called strike from Gillen. 2 away, runner on third now is Jacqueline Quetter for the Flyers, up 6-0 in this one. Top of inning number 6 at Bohoshi Field. Here's the 0-1, swung on, fouled away into the protective netting third base side. Again, Fordham baseball update over at Houlihan Park, currently in progress. Bottom of inning number 7, Fordham 7, George Mason 6. We've got ourselves a 6-0 game in favor of the visitors, the Dayton Flyers, in the rubber game. 3-game series between the Rams and Flyers. Here's the 0-2, missed outside to the hitter Snyder. 1-2 is the count. Rams 17-15 as the 1-2 is check swinged at, and saying that she did not go is the third base umpire, Dave Matern. Again, Rams now 17-15, 4-3 in the 8-10. Flyers 24-11, 8-2 in the 8-10. Here's the 2-2 as it's fouled again into the deading third base side. Snyder, the slap hitter and right fielder, is 1-for-3 today. Struck out in the first. Fly to right in the second and reached on a single. Bridget Orchard didn't think she was safe at first, but the umpire ruled so. The 2-2 grounded towards third, but foul. Lindsay Mayer picks it up. Looked like Snyder was thrown out at first base, but call came right away from the first base umpire. Here's the 2-2. Just a little too high as the wind picks up. And a little bit of a gust there and the dirt picking up, and home plate umpire has to take a brief timeout. Got a little sand in his eyes. That's John Cambridge. Now he's set. Full count, two outs. Runner on third. Wind picks up again here. Gillen now steps on the rubber. Gets the sign as the wind continues to blow. She's going to battle through it here. Here's the 3-2. Swung on, left field side, and it's going to be foul as it almost leaves the field of play. Hits the barrier fence down the third baseline near the batting cage here at Bohoshi Field, one of the two outdoor batting cages. We'll do 3-2 for a second time. Here comes the Snyder. Hits it in the air, right field, and it's crushed. Headed towards the right field gap, over the head of Ionero, off the wall on a couple of ounces. Ionero getting it in, and she gets the ball in, and on second base is Gabrielle Snyder, an RBI double. Gabrielle Snyder absolutely crushed it. Two bounces to the wall. The outfield playing relatively shallow. Looks like we're going to have a substitution for Snyder over on second base to do the running. It's going to be Kirsten Bartlett who will come off the bench and do the running for Snyder. Snyder coming into this one did have 13 extra base hits, so unsure really why the Fordham defense was pretty shallow, but she'll take the double and especially the RBI. Tiffany Ricks the batter now. Swings to the first pitch, center field, and it's absolutely crushed. Canessa going back, one bounce off the face of the wall, almost goes over the fence. Canessa fields it before it does, and gets it in, back-to-back doubles, back-to-back RBI doubles. Make it 8-0 Dayton, and if they can retire the Rams in the next inning without a run, this ball game will end in 6 innings. Two absolute balls that were crushed by the Dayton Flyers, the last two batters. Snyder, then Bartlett runs for and scores the run. And then Tiffany Ricks, absolute missile to center. Thought it actually might get out of the yard, but would have been her second home run of the day. But not quite, as Kaylee Peterson now to the plate, takes the first pitch inside for a ball. Peterson ahead 1-0. Runner on second as Rick swings and fouls it into the netting here as Lombardo catches it off the netting and right back to Gillen with the softball. Rachel Gillen can't be too happy with her outing today after a near complete game shutout yesterday. Gave up one run with two outs in the seventh as the 1-1 is down low to the batter Peterson. Her line so far, 5 2/3 innings, 9 hits, 8 runs. Only 5 of them earned, 2 Fordham errors in this one. 3 walks, only has struck out 6, which is not a whole lot for her. The 2-1, outside corner for a called strike. Gillen has had 6 games of double-digit strikeouts. So I guess 6 strikeouts, maybe just a few strikeouts below her average. 131 pitches now. The 2-2, hit in the air, but foul down the right field line, and it'll bounce in the field of play and bounce over the fence near the bullpen and go out of play, so just a foul ball there. Rachel Gillen in the circle. Here's the 2-2 coming. To Butison, takes it up high, 3-2. Two outs here in the top of the sixth inning. The Dayton Flyers killing the Rams now, 8-0. In the rubber game of a three-game set this weekend at Bohoshi Field, the 3-2 fouled into the netting. Working hard at the plate is Kaylee Butison, 1-for-3 today, a single and a run. Popped short, flew to right field, that was in the fifth. We're now in the sixth, top of the sixth. 8-0 Flyers, the 3-2 grounded towards short, Brady in field, looks in the glove, fires the first in time, and the side retired here in the top of the sixth inning, but the Flyers continue to build their lead. Another crooked number on the board, 2 runs this inning, and they extend their lead to 8-0. 3 hits, no errors, and 1 left on base. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's the Dayton Flyers 8, the Fordham Rams nothing. They need a run here to extend the game. You're listening to Fordham Rams softball on WFUVsports.org and the Atlantic 10 Digital Network. Get some more promos into this one. Join us next Saturday for another edition of One-on-One, New York's longest-running sports call-in show. We'll recap the final of the NCAA tournament. That's the men's basketball March Madness. Take a look at the NBA and NHL playoff races and recap the first week of the Major League Baseball season. That's One-on-One next Saturday afternoon at 1 on 90.7 FM and WFUV.org. And also, after this ball game here, why don't you go on over to 90.7 FM and WFUV.org. One-on-One will be in progress. Goes from 1 to 4 every Saturday, New York's longest-running sports call-in show. Right now, today, previewing the Final Four, looking ahead and previewing the Major League Baseball season with our 4 MLB beat reporters, 2 of which for the Yankees and Mets. First batter here in the bottom of the sixth inning, Lindsey Mayer. First pitch to her. Outside, actually they're going to call it a strike. That ball did not look like it was anywhere near the zone, but apparently it caught the low and away part of that strike zone. Here's the 0-1, lined into left field, coming on. The left fielder, Mariano, makes the catch for the Flyers. She's been positioned greatly this game for the Flyers, and really all day today, really ready out there in left field. She retires Mayer. Kayla Lombardo now to the plate. Catcher, 0-for-2 in this one. The Rams trail 8-0. Down to their final 2 outs. If they don't get a run in this inning, game will end after 6. She takes the first pitch for a ball. Just a reminder that in addition to streaming the softball games live via a link on WFUV.org, the games this year are being archived. More on that after this pitch here to Lombardo. The 1-0 with 1 out. Pitch hit in the air, left field. Mariano going back, doesn't really actually have to move, and she makes the catch and sends it in. To access those archives, go to WFUV.org. On the top of the homepage, click on Sports, and then on Stream, Fordham Sports. There'll be a schedule there with live and archived broadcasts. And there you can listen to Fordham Rams games whenever you choose, courtesy of Stretch Internet and WFUV. It's home of the Fordham Rams. So the Rams down to their final out in the bottom of the sixth. Yes, I know it's a seven-inning game, but the Rams down 8-0. Mercy rule in effect if it ends that way after this half inning, as Gillen takes the first pitch for a called strike, and that would be quite the way for Dayton to get on their way home. They'll enjoy that 8-to-10-hour bus ride home a lot more, having swept the doubleheader here today. Here's the 0-1 to Gillen. Swings at it over towards left field. Mariano trying to make all 3 outs in the inning, and that does it. Ball game. A six-inning Mercy rule win for the Dayton Flyers over the Fordham Rams in Game 2 of this doubleheader here at Bohoshi Field. The Flyers sweep the doubleheader. They win this one 8-0. The one-on-one post-game report is coming up next. You're listening to Fordham Rams softball.
Back in the press box here at Bohoshi Field. It's the one-on-one post-game report and a very disappointing day for the Fordham Rams softball squad. They lose the doubleheader. They lose both ends of it to the Dayton Flyers. And for the Dayton Flyers, they'll have, like I said, a much more enjoyable ride home here today following the doubleheader sweep. They win the first game 5-1 in a full seven innings, and they lose, or excuse me, and the Dayton Flyers win the second one 8-0 over the Fordham Rams in a mercy rule fashion. Game only goes six innings as opposed to the normal seven innings. Of course, the rule after five innings with the team up by eight runs and that team having batted in the same number of times as the team leading. That does it for the ball game. Tough to get a player of the game for the Rams in this one, but it's also tough for the Dayton to find one for the Dayton Flyers because they score eight runs. They win 8-0. They get nine hits. And looking through the final box score here, it is very, very difficult. I think because she's the only one to have homered in this ball game, I'm going to go with Tiffany Ricks. Solo home run in the third inning. An RBI double in the sixth inning. That proved to be the run that got this to 8-0 and ended this game a little bit early. And you look at other players that maybe could have chosen. Kayla Haberstich, the single and a run scored. Hannah DeSalvo, the same thing as with Kaylee Buteson, all singles and a run scored. Gabrielle Snyder, 2-for-4, an RBI double. Natalie Mariano had a run scored. Kennedy Haynes also walked and scored. Jacqueline Quetter singled and scored as well. You look at the Fordham side, and like I said, it's very difficult. Their final line, 0-5-2. No runs, 5 hits, 2 errors in this one. Rachel Gillen struggled on the hill throughout this one and never really got going. It was her game to win, lose, or draw, and she lost it here today. 6 innings pitched, 9 hits, 8 runs, 5 earned runs. So didn't get a whole lot of ton of help from her defense. Of course, if you don't score, you can't win. So the complete game shutout goes to Kayla English. She also could have been a player of the game selection. English, 6 innings pitched, 5 hits, 3 strikeouts, no runs, no walks. 73 pitches for her. Rachel Gillen threw 135 and gave up a home run in the loss. So a tough game for the Rams. They'll have to bounce back. It's a long softball season, and there's still plenty of games left, both out of conference and in conference. And you know that the Rams will be ready come A-10 tournament time. They've played both the St. Louis Billikens and now the Dayton Flyers, two of the teams near the top, with the Rams where they were expected to be. Now they're even at 4-4 in the A-10, so 500, while the Dayton Flyers now 9-2. So this sweep here today, huge for A-10 standings purposes, especially for the Dayton Flyers now 9-2 in the conference, having played 11 games, one more series under their belts, as opposed to the Rams. The Rams also got a game rained out against LaSalle this past weekend. LaSalle, a team probably the Rams would have beaten in that game, but you can't speculate like that. And you know, I guess I'm just buying myself some time to find a player of the game here, and I'll go with Cora Ioniro. She had a double in this one, an extra base hit. Michelle Daubin also had an extra base hit. Ioniro did play the field. Daubin just was the designated player in the second game, and she'll get my player of the game, Cora Ioniro, but not a very energetic player of the game in this one. And the Rams are going to now fall overall to 17-16, 4-4 in the A-10. The Flyers are 25-11, 9-2 in the Atlantic 10 Conference. Well, that's going to do it here at Bohoshi Field. The Rams get swept in the doubleheader, not the day they would have liked, on the day before Easter here at Fordham University. Once again, the final score of game number two here today, Dayton 8 and Fordham nothing. The final of game one was Dayton 5 and Fordham 1. The executive producer of Fordham Softball is Bob Ahrens. Special thanks to Fordham Assistant Sports Information Director Chris Strauch and his staff for all their assistance here today. The Fordham softball team is in action again on Tuesday when they welcome Siena to the Rose Hill campus for a doubleheader starting at 4 p.m. The pregame report will come your way starting at 3:50. Until those times, this is Drew Casey. Have a great night, everybody. Enjoy the Final Four. Have a blessed Easter.
or a Passover holiday. Fordham Rams Softball is a production of WFUV Sports.